ABC Listen.
And checkmate.
Ah. Oh. How do you do it? You're such a good chess player.
You just have to think 42 moves ahead.
Oh, I struggle with three.
Oh, yeah.
In everyday tasks. 42 ahead.
Yeah, that's the key. That's the real key.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, we finished that game. What other game should we play?
I know what we could do, Matt. We're in the studio. Maybe we should whip up another story.
Snakes and ladders. Oh. Not story, snakes and ladders.
You know,
story
salad quest mode.
Woohoo! Yeah. Okay, we'll play snakes and ladders at the end.
Yeah, we can always play snakes and ladders. Yeah. But while we're in the studio, we've got to whip up one of these beautiful story salads. And what's fun, Matt, is we're going to do something a little different today.
What?
We're going to whip it up with a special story salad starter.
Oh yes, that's right.
Yeah, rather than three words, somebody has written the opening of a story, and we're going to take that, and it's going to be our job to take that opening and create a whole story in just 4 minutes.
It sure is. They're our story starter stars, as we call them. And we will be finishing that story, but we only have 4 minutes to tell that made up, improvised, unrehearsed. That hasn't changed. That's all just coming out of us. It's coming out of us. And we will hear this sound, and that will let us know that we have 1 minute to finish that story. We still have to find an ending.
Like, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
That rule will never change.
Because it's kind of like life in a way.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's only one thing left to do, which is to get today's story salad starter.
From our story salad star for our story salad quest mode.
I'm Daisy and I am 8 years old. And this is my story opening. In a dark and creepy forest, there emerged a weird floating head. It was about to have its lunch. Spiders and beetles.
Yum, 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 said the head spookily. I love eating beetles and spiders for lunch. The only thing better is a nice snake. Yum.
Said the head as he continued eating his lunch of spiders and beetles until one of the spiders went,
Hey, I would prefer not to be eaten.
What's this?
Yeah, hello.
The spider waved four of its arms.
Hi, yeah, down here. Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, hey. You little spider, I'm about to eat you.
I know. You're a floating head.
That's right.
In a dark and creepy forest.
I'm a weird floating head. And I like to emerge and eat beetles and spiders.
And I'm a spider. It's meant to be.
It's what I do.
But I think that I'm a really adorable spider.
You are pretty cute.
And I'm only like little and I don't really want to be eaten today.
I love your beautiful little bowler hat.
Thank you so much. I got it yesterday.
Oh, that's a nice hat. Have you got it for a special occasion little fella?
I'm hoping to become a performer. And I really have my sights set on the Broad Forest.
You want to head to Broad Forest?
Yeah, the Broad Forest. And I really want to perform one day on the stages of the Broad Forest. But if you eat me, I won't be able to fulfill my dream of being a Broad Forest entertainer.
Oh, I had a season once off Broad Forest. Oh. It was a beautiful musical that I worked in. I understand the dream.
Yeah, well, would you like not to eat me?
What? Do all of you spiders and beetles have dreams?
Oh, yeah, I've got dreams.
I don't.
Dennis doesn't have a dream.
I'm pretty keen to get eaten, actually.
Yeah, Dennis.
Okay, well, most of us do.
Yeah, most of us do. So we were wondering
if, like, maybe like you wanted to vary up your diet. Stop eating just spiders and beetles. Maybe you could eat, like, this nice piece of lettuce.
Lettuce?
Yeah. Let us try it.
Well, I'll try anything once, I guess. Crunch. It's crunchy.
Crunchy?
It's refreshing.
Yeah?
It's kind of got a unique kind of grassy, watery flavour. Yeah, right. I quite like that.
Okay.
Lettuce, did you say?
Yeah.
Let us eat some more.
Great.
right. Okay. What about this beautiful strawberry?
A strawberry, yeah. You say? Oh, Charlie. Gosh. It looks like a ladybird.
It's beautiful.
But, oh, it's sweet.
Exactly.
It's sweet.
Maybe you've just needed to vary what you're eating.
To be honest with you.
Try different things.
Can I be honest with you, little spider? I don't even really like the taste of spiders and beetles. They're quite yucky, to be honest. I just didn't realise there were other things to eat.
One minute. Look, I think it's just like you've got to vary things up and try different things. Otherwise, you'll never know that you might like avocado.
Oh, well, this has changed my whole world view.
And we don't even need to discuss why you're a floating head.
Yeah, well, look, I'd rather we didn't talk about that.
That's just like a given.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
that's
a creepy
given.
Forest.
Yeah.
Floating heads. Look, there goes Marissa. Hi. That's the other floating head that we see floating in this forest.
Yeah, it's best you don't ask.
What is more important is what are you eating? And now we know that you like different things.
You're right. Well, look. You got a big heart for a little spider.
No.
You gotta get out there and share your
dreams.
Gift with the world. Yeah.
And I'm determined now that you haven't eaten me, I am going to be the biggest broad forest star in the whole wide world. Look, there goes Steve.
Can you please still eat me though? Dennis does want to be eaten.
You can eat Dennis.
Crunch.
Wow. Okay. Daisy gave us a dark, creepy forest
with a weird floating head.
Eating spiders and beetles, but we got on to the positives of varying your diet.
That's right. It's really important to eat a balanced diet.
That's what can happen.
Thank you so much for that story starter, Daisy.
Daisy, what did you think of it?
It was really good. I thought that story was a great story I've ever heard. The bit when the other floating head kept eating lettuce and strawberries.
Wow. That's actually made me really hungry now. Not for a plate of spiders and beetles, though. But a
couple of strawberries, bit of lettuce?
No, I was thinking of like a lettuce taco. You know how like... It's like a taco, but you do it with lettuce, like an iceberg lettuce.
Yes.
And you put like the yummy stuff in the middle.
Yeah. We love making these story salad quest modes. So if you've got an idea for a story starter, please send it to us at the ABC Kids Listen website and we can turn that into a delicious story salad quest mode.
Yes, and you can make up story salads wherever you want to go. Start a story starter with your own story starter star and they will finish your story starter into their own story salad. And that's what they say.
That's what they say.
That's
the classic motto of the show.
All right.
Well, we better get... How about I take this snakes and ladders board, we get down to the local restaurant and have ourselves some lettuce tacos.
Yes, we're going to go do that and we'll be here next time for...
Story Salad!